Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you that you've called us out of darkness, called us out of this world to be conscious of you and walk with you in the world, but not of this world, because we live by faith. So thank you. Thank you for this word this morning again to encourage us, Father God, to keep our mind on heavenly things so that we can be of heavenly benefit, bringing your kingdom on earth, fulfilling our purpose, fulfilling your plan in Jesus' name. Amen.
We're reading 2 Timothy 2 from verse 5 to 7 from the NIV translation. Similarly, anyone who competes as an athlete does not receive the victor's crown except by competing according to the rules. The hard-working farmer should be the first to receive a share of the crops. Reflect on what I'm saying, for the Lord will give you insight into all this.
Hallelujah. Greetings, saints. Just before yesterday, we saw we must serve as good soldiers with Jesus. He's our commanding officer. Amen. We got to please him, not the world. And this morning, we seen we got to compete according to the rules. If we don't compete according to the rules in that, there's no victor's crown. And we know the rules is staying on this road. We've come in through the narrow gate, and we've got to stay on the road. Precept, everything is precept upon precept, line upon line, as the Lord leads us, because we're looking to him. He's the commanding officer. We are there to please him, stay in tune, develop on schedule. And as we develop on schedule, abiding by the rules, we sow the right seeds like good farmers, and then we reap the right harvest. We don't sow these imitation, shortcut, unworthy seeds. We sow the pure spiritual seeds that come from God as He inspires us, motivates us, we motivate others. And so it's what assists the rules is to abide in faith. The righteous live by faith. I like that. Galatians 2:20, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives. And the life I live by the faith of the Son of God who loves me. Amen. And he therefore speaks to me. I'm in tune with him. I keep my eyes on him because he's the head. I'm a part of the body. And that's what it all, well, that's what it needs to be. I mean, we think about the vine as well. He's the vine, we the branches, and the Father is the one that, and when you're obedient and you stay in tune with Jesus, you experience the Father's love, the angels' provision, all of heaven, the kingdom of God becomes a reality. So we can see the rules is faith, not foolishness. That's carnal, that's worldly, not a presumption, presuming we can claim it, frame it, knock open gates or doors. We've got to stay in tune, just like Jesus did on his walk here on the earth, showing us the way, the truth, and the life. We've got to stay in the way, in the truth, and in the life, in Jesus, in obedience. And we can see that so clearly in Galatians 2:20, just before that, he speaks about if you go off the path and you're starting to become a sinner again and you're becoming a transgressor, you've got to get back to faith in Jesus, looking to Jesus. In Luke 9:23 and 24, you've got to take up the cross daily. That's how we stay in tune. Take up the cross daily and follow Jesus. In John 12, it's so beautiful there. It portrays, you know, the Greeks come and they want to see Jesus. And praise God for people that's wanting to see Jesus. But there's lots of people that don't want to see Jesus because the devil has taken hold of them, and all they've seen is lies, deception, and deceived. And so they've been lied to, stolen, and been killed and destroyed, because that's what the devil's job. But Jesus is here to come and give life and life in abundance. After this turn to Jesus, how could we have turned to Jesus? Because he called us, and he called us to bear much fruit. And that much fruit is again found in faith. So it's so important. So Jesus, when he hears that they want to see Jesus, he says, now it is time for the Son of Son of Man, Son of God, to be glorified. He had to die to make this available. In the same way, we need to die to the world, as it goes on, verse 25. You want to die to the world. You've got to be finished, died with Christ, to now live with Christ. When he died, I died. So I now live just like he no longer dies. He just rules and reigns. We rule and reign now together with him. And then the beautiful keys is John 12, verse 26. He who serves me, that's being a disciple, will follow me. And where I am, there you will also be. And my Father will also honor those that serve me and follow me. So guys, the encouragement is stay in faith. Draw close to the Lord. He's done everything. I think of Isaiah 53, where you see him pour out his blood for you, for me. It's been done, done and dusted. And then we see Isaiah 55. We see that for those that draw close, that he calls, that he says, come buy, come eat without money. And they come and they draw close. And then heaven starts becoming a reality to them, because the word will not return void. Just as the rain comes down and brings heaven to us, so the rain of righteousness through Jesus, through faith, comes to us, and we go out with joy, and we are led forth with peace. And then we can be that wonderful chapter, Isaiah 54, between that chapter of his sufferings that paid the price for us to bear much fruit, and then the beautiful Isaiah 55 going out, been led forth by peace, being the new creations, bringing forth the right fruit as a sign and a memorial to the perfect work that Jesus has done. And Isaiah 54 speaks about the bride built with wonderful stones, overcoming in every way, her children breast. That is us. Amen. We are married to another, to Jesus, to bear fruit to God. So stay in faith. Stay in tune and live by faith, by the faith of the Son of God. Stay in tune. He'll never leave or forsake you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.